After hours of testimony and a split vote, lawmakers in the Idaho House will consider a bill giving judges more discretion in how to sentence alleged drug traffickers. James Dawson explains.
Right now, under Idaho law, someone can be charged with drug trafficking if they have about an ounce of cocaine or meth, more than a pound of marijuana, or 2 grams of heroin. The proposed bill wouldn't completely dump mandatory minimum sentences for those crimes, but Republican Representative Christy Perry, who co-sponsors the measure, says it would allow judges to hand down a lighter sentence if they feel it would be an injustice to lock someone up for several years.
All we're asking, right, is for that judge to take that into consideration if he thinks it's necessary. He may not. We're not taking away sentencing. We're not doing anything like that. But there are people that are worth saving.
Over 2 days at the Capitol, family members of those convicted for drug trafficking gave tearful testimony, claiming their loved ones would have avoided ruin if judges had the discretion to levy shorter sentences. Law enforcement groups, though, argued against relaxing the law, warning that more drugs would flood into Idaho. Republican Representative and former state trooper Patrick McDonald.
I don't know that we're ever going to win this war. I'm not sure we are. But I can tell you this. If we pass this, we're not going to win the war.
The House Judiciary Committee now sends the bill to the full chamber. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.